seconds. Welcome to Business Mentorship, Keeping It Real, where we feature entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business and have participated in our guest blog, shareyourstories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Demetria Cook, who is an author, a poet, a playwright, and a coach. And she's going to give us a little insight into her experience as an author. Demetria joins us today from Los Angeles. Welcome.
Thank you, Trish. Thank you.
I'm so pleased that you're up really early in the morning because I'm on the East Coast, you're on the West Coast. And because this entire series, we're doing a special taping today and we're calling it the Coast to Coast series.
Okay.
And what I wanted to do, because we've got some great experience as an author, and what lots of folks are trying to do now is share their stories, and they're really expanding on those stories into books. And I know that you've written this amazing book. So tell us a little bit about how you decided to start being an author, because, you know, I don't think any of us have a journalism degree when we start on this road, right?
That's interesting that you actually brought that up, but I actually do have a journalism degree.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. I didn't know that. Well, there you go. Yes. So now yes. I'm really getting experience from on being an author from somebody in the know. That's really amazing.
Yes, yes. That's really interesting that you did bring that up. I was thinking about that earlier today when, you know, just about my writing experience. And yeah. So I've always loved to write. Writing is my passion. And so for me, it started when I was a little girl. And just, I love stories. I love just the creation and using my mind and creating those characters. And so that was always really fun for me. And even when I had to do more of the technical essays or things like that in school, they always turned out to be a little bit more creative than my teachers had anticipated. So,
isn't that cool?
It lived inside of me. And so as I got older, you know, I started drawing on my inspiration from just family, friends, personal experiences, the workplace, you know, just being outside in nature, being around people. And so there's so much that we can write about. And so what I decided to do for my book, 21 Reflections of the Inner Soul, is to really write about my personal experiences with family and friends and just my career. And it just took off from there.
Isn't that fantastic? You know,
yeah.
Talk about serendipity. I had seriously had no idea that you had a journalistic background. So congratulations to you, because that's really amazing. And I love your reference to, you know, finding the characters, because sometimes the creativity that we have, you know, you don't want to unleash your passion. You're kind of, you feel a little inhibited. You think, oh, somebody's not really going to relate to that story. So, you know, in terms of creativity, is there a place that you go to that you get your inspiration, or is there some time of day that's really the best time for you that you find creatively?
Inspiration is all around me every day. So it's when I'm around people, and I study people. And so I notice different things, the environment that I'm in. So that's always an inspiration for me. But I get these moments where at night, sometimes when I'm asleep, I just wake up and I have to write down what I'm thinking about, because when that inspiration comes to me, I have to, you know, write it. I have to acknowledge it and let it live, because if I choose to suppress it, then I'm not really sharing my gift of writing, you know, with the world. So that's been a huge part of how my process has gone for me, is that, you know, the evenings more into the night, I get a little bit more inspiration. And then sometimes I just wake up from
that's
being
fantastic.
Like, I just need to write this down. And yeah. And then I just go on and I write and I write, and I can be up for hours just writing my thoughts down. So.
Well, I think that's really helpful that you shared that, you know, sometimes you just have to go with the moment, right?
Yes.
Because we just don't know when that inspiration is going to hit. Now, one of the things that you did put in your bio was that you were a playwright. And of yeah. course, being from California and being in LA, everybody has this, you know, wonderful idea that there's a playwright on every corner and there's an actress in every coffee shop. So tell us a little bit about your role as a playwright, because that's a whole different experience. And yet the same. It's different and yet the same, right?
It's completely different. And I do have a background in playwriting also. So I have just really steered myself to just doing a whole bunch of different types of creative writing. And so as a playwright, that when I talked about studying people, because playwriting is about characters. Right. And so you really have to get into that actual character. You know, movies are action. You know, what's that action? And so it's less about development of that particular character. So when you do have strong character development, they're masterpieces. You know, when you have that actor that brings those words to life, it's magic. It's complete magic. And so as a playwright, I really tap into, you know, the dialogue, you know, and the setting as to where people are, what are they thinking about, what they're not saying is just as important as what they are saying. So it's that focus is a little bit different than when you're dealing with, you know, movies and cinema and television. So
tell me, you know, when you're writing a screenplay, we'll say, do you have an actor or an actress or the character in mind? Like, do you visualize what that person looks like and, you know, what they're going to be wearing and what their personality is like? Because I assume sometimes we get inspiration from real life people and we sort of translate that inspiration into a character that could become fictional, right?
Most definitely. You know, whenever I'm writing, I'm thinking about different people that I can see either in that particular role, you know, per se, if it's a play or if it's, you know, a movie, or not a movie, but a book that I've written, a manuscript that I've written, the characters, they come to life because you have, or at least for myself, I have kind of a vision as to what that person looks like, they sound like. You really have to be descriptive and create that setting like you were saying. And yeah. So that setting is the color of what it is that you want to give your audience. And so you really have to be particular in terms of it's, you know, so in, for example, in the background, you have some paintings of flowers, some flowers. I can't tell if they're irises or not. And so I believe some tulips, right?
Yeah, they're tulips. Yeah.
So, it, you know, it wouldn't just be, oh, there's flowers in the background. You know, you really have to dive into what are the colors? Oh, there's a beautiful bright orange with yellow tips that grace the sunlight, you know, peeking through the shade in the background of the room. You know, so you really have to get into that moment. And you can say, like, the kiss of the yellow that pops out from the indigo of the irises that are there with a little bit of hint of the green that attaches to, you know, so you really get
fantastic. Oh my goodness. Now, do you ever do any ghostwriting? Because seriously, I mean, just listening to you capturing and describing the, you know, because this will also translate into a podcast. So there'll be some folks who actually won't have the visual, right? And I can just imagine somebody, you know, riding their bike or jogging and listening to your description and being able to visualize exactly what we can see here in the video. So have you ever been approached to be a ghostwriter before?
I have once before, and it's still in the works. So we'll have to see where that goes.
Oh, that is so cool. Well, you definitely have a talent and a gift for being able to draw people into your imagery. And in a very short period of time, you know, you were able to describe what you saw in the background behind me here. And I'm sure that everybody will agree that, you know, you were kind of taking that little pause as the audience and thinking, yeah, I can kind of see those flowers and I can see that painting. So you really and truly do have a gift, Demetria. That's really very fascinating. I have really, truly enjoyed hearing how you get the inspiration and then expand on that.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
One of the things that we do in the guest blog is we end with three words of advice. And yeah. I know that this has been a really wonderful experience for anyone in our viewing and listening audience who's thinking about becoming a writer. You've given them some really practical tips on things that they can do as they're starting to journey into that area. Now, you say in your three words of advice, never give in. and never give up. And I think those are fantastic. Tell us why you chose those words.
Well, when I say never give in, is that you always want to be persistent, right? You don't want to stop yourself from going after that goal that you seek. So you don't want to give in to others, you know, others' temptation of saying, well, you aren't good enough or you can't do this. So we always have to flip that script. And we want to make sure that we're saying, yes, I can. Yes, I will. I am going to do this. You know, so we want to steer away from giving in and giving up. So in order to keep moving forward, we have to make sure that we're on that road and we're moving, you know, we're walking that path. We don't ever want to give in and we don't ever want to give up until that last breath, you know, because there's always opportunity for us to keep doing more and more and more and being better, you know.
That's
and
so true.
The journey changes, you know, you may want to do something completely different, but you're not giving in. You're not going to give in and you're not going to give up. You're going to see it to the end.
Well, that's really fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really very much enjoyed our conversation. And I'm really glad that we can uncover some of those hidden talents that you have there. So to our listening and viewing audience, I hope you really enjoyed this edition of Keeping It Real, where we introduced you to the person behind the logo. Thank you so much, Demetria.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.